Dr. Clendenning, we are back on Total Disruption. How are you doing this fine day?
I am excellent. The Michael Labersi, how are you today?
I'm really good, man. I just had a little bit of my amino acid, the essential amino acid drink and a little creatine.
Yeah, the one, it looked like, it literally looks like a jug of Mountain Dew for everybody that's not doing that one. It is fluorescent yellow. I'm a fan. Like, I dig it. I saw Mike tip that up. I'm like, that is not Mountain Dew. I got to know what that is.
I haven't drank Mountain Dew in 10 years. I don't know what's going on with that. Are you flipping that screen like that? Do you see that happening?
I did. I simply did that. Yeah, I did that for personal reasons, so I'm not having to look around my camera so I can keep focused on that and not look at your little face down in the corner.
Well, I actually didn't switch it before, so I don't know how it got switched.
It's all good. Yeah, like we said, technical stuff. Yeah,
when for those of you that are watching either on E360 TV or YouTube, or any of the socials that we're broadcasting live to right now. So,
which Apple here directly. So Apple did change and it's going to a video platform. So everybody that's listening to us on Apple now, which thank you. Awesome. Download, like, subscribe, do what you do. Leave us reviews. You're going to be able to see the video element as well across the Apple platform. So I was really excited about that.
That's kick ass. Hey, I want to weigh in on something controversial. We never got into this. Dude, I've been hearing so much crap about this UFC fight on the White House lawn. So here's what I akin it to. I akin it to the old gladiator days, right? Like, take two steps back, right? I know, the White House is sacred. It's split down the middle. I think it's great. I think it's a mockery. Whatever. Toss all that shit out the window. It could be a mockery. It could be great. This is, again, one of those situations where if you say anything, half are going to hate, half are going to love. So you can't win. However, I want to talk about the fact that it's a throwback. Now, I don't know if this is good or bad. This is just my take on this. It's a throwback to when, like, the old Roman days and the gladiators used to fight and the emperor used to show up at the Colosseum in Rome. You know, it has that feel, right? We're setting up a Colosseum-style situation on the White House lawn, and you've got these gladiators. Okay, it's a paid event. You world-ending softies out there could say anything, right? It's annoying to always hear the yeah, but here's my spin against it. I don't know whether it's, again, good or bad, but don't you think it has that kind of feel?
It really does, and I saw that, and my first thought was, my God, the security nightmare that is going to create for all the security guys, right? Just all the security. Because it's not like the president can just show up at Caesar's Palace and go see a UFC fight. Like, he's watching it on pay-per-view because that's the only way he could possibly do it. And I don't care who the president is. They can't go to Vegas and show up at a UFC fight. That, you know, from one, a political, I'm sure his publicist would flip a bucket. Any president, you know, you can't have Obama or Clinton show up at a UFC fight. They'd be flipping out about that. But just from a security standpoint, I mean, whoever the dude is or woman, it doesn't matter, don't care, that's going to be in that chair, they can't go out and do these public events. You can't. But I mean, it's just not even feasible. And I agree. I think it does have I hadn't considered it from that aspect, but it does have that little bit of Colosseum feel to it. And I thought about that too. I'm like, the reality is the Capitol building, the White House, all those things, they're just a venue. I mean, how many other events get held on the Capitol lawn, get held on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial? We've seen how many thousands of protests or whatever you want to call them, organizations that show up and take over the White House lawn, or they take over the mall. And there's just tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people there that are there, right? It's a venue. When it comes right down to it, it's a venue. And is it appropriate? I don't know. I mean, the only thing I'm thinking about is, my God, the security nightmare that has got to create for these guys. So, you know, Lord bless the security guys, man. These guys are 24/7 protecting the President of the United States. Their dedication to what they're doing is, I don't know that you could be the Secret Service. Like, I don't know that you could be a more dedicated individual to your role than that guy. Like, that's just an amazing thing. So my hat's off to those guys. When they came up with this, I can't even I can't contemplate what the security office looks like as far as how they're logistically planning this event to keep it safe for everyone.
I don't know either, man. It's
epic.
It's hairy and it's scary, and it's a big deal because a lot going on there. Right.
It's a full-blown event. You've got concert stages with major names. You've got, you know, this is...
If you've never been to that area in D.C., it's so tight. There's all these government buildings around with staff. And, you know, it's what do they call it, executive offices? They're all around.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the mall itself is, what, a mile, 2 miles away from the White House. By the time you get down there to where you've got Capitol Building all the way over to the Lincoln Monument,
yeah,
you're looking north a long way, and the White House is shoved into this little corner up there. It's going to be tight. I mean, it's not, you know, not according to the movies, the White House is not out on this 20-acre, you know, plantation.
You see the White House lawn in movies. The White House lawn backs up to a wider array. When the other side of the White House, dude, where the minute, like, all the courtyard is and the administrative offices in Pennsylvania Avenue, dude, it is tight.
It's downtown.
That's what they, you know, it's a good thing about the Hay Adams. You can, like, hang out over there, drink the bar, and kind of go to the White House if you have an event.
There's an amazing little hole in the wall Ethiopian restaurant, like, 2 blocks from the White House. That's old school, like super greasy spoon, but like, man, if you want to go try something cool, there's an amazing little Ethiopian restaurant down there. That's just awesome.
Well, my, one of my favorite restaurants down there is like at 14th and P, Ethiopian. It's great. On the other side, actually the other side. Of 14th.
Other side. Yeah.
Delicious. Anyway, we digress. So that's my controversial topic I'm talking about today is, you know, that Coliseum feel. I mean, I got to be honest with you. This president has been under so much scrutiny for everything, right? You know, there's news people are interviewing the counter. They're interviewing, we're talking Donald Trump. They're interviewing people who will regret voting for Trump. And just the guy has hit the nail on the head for popularity and publicity and being on the pulse. His social media account, granted, as the president of the United States, but his social media account is dissected and intersected. And it's so amazing to me, from a marketing lesson, from an exposure lesson, from everything else that goes into what we all try to do. This guy's got the world. I mean, granted, he's been in the media for forever because he's just a smart marketer. And at some point, you don't know whether what he's saying is real or not. You really don't. And or maybe he is. Maybe he is unhinged, right? Maybe that argument is true. You never know. But man, that guy's got, he's hit the nail on the head with staying in front of people, making that office something it hasn't been in a long time. I don't know if that's good or bad. I'm not giving him praise. What I am praising him about is being able to stay front and center with very little effort. It's amazing what you say. It's like, he's the embodiment of, and I know it's the office of the presidency, he's the embodiment of organic traffic, but holy smokes, man. Just a lightning rod this guy is, right? Unbelievable.
Well, I think you nailed it with the fact that you're, you know, as a marketer, right? Take the title away from him of president, take whatever else he's got. He's long been a marketer. It's what he has always done in order to stay in front of people. And we aren't saying be popular with people. We are saying stay front and center, because like him, love him, hate him, whatever your affiliation there is, you're aware of it and you talk about him. Plain and simple. And the interesting part from a marketing perspective is how much free press he gets from all the people that hate him. Absolutely, they cannot stand him. So what are they doing? Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that, Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that. And I have to imagine it's by design, because even in the 80s when he first put his first book out, I don't remember the interview he was on. It was on a It was an early, it was a morning show, right? And he was pitching his new book at the time. And he actually said, you know, I actually want to be controversial because those people will talk about me more. So I have to imagine at this point in his career, he's still doing what worked for him 40 years ago, right? Because he's getting a crazy amount of free press, just people being pissed off at him all the time. But guess what it does? You can't possibly put the word president or Trump or anything political in without some sort of news story with his name coming up in it. Like, it couldn't be done in a Google search that he wouldn't show up. And that is largely because of, man, everybody's bought into let's talk about him. We're doing it, right? We're talking about him right now. And totally not promoted, nobody's paying us. Nobody asked us to do it. We're just making a reference and using him as an example, in this particular space. And it is, man, it's magnetic of just what it is. I've got a friend on social media that she is so blinded by her disdain for this particular guy that all she posts is about him. Like, oddly, you are promoting him, you know, in your absolute disdain. So he's winning. Like, he's totally winning because he's all over the place. If somebody doesn't know who Donald, there's no possible way you could go anywhere. There was a time, right? I would bet you probably in the 90s, you could have done the man on the street thing, where he goes out and he asks the 10 questions of people and would have said, you know, who's the current president of the United States? I would bet you that 50% of the people didn't know who the president at the time was, whether that was through Carter, Clinton, you know, and either of the Bushes, it doesn't really matter. They wouldn't have known. They couldn't have told you. There is no possible way man on the street could go out and say, who's the current president of the United States? And they wouldn't be able to say it.
Well, that's, again, that's just a lesson 101, right? But however, it takes some real balls and real chutzpah to sustain that. You have got to keep moving forward, man. That is an unsurmounting snowdrift. You are shoveling and shoveling and shoveling. Yeah, you're viral, but the second you don't keep breathing air into that, it goes away. Right? You know, you hear all about it, and it doesn't get picked up. See, that's where I think some things are controversial in how we hear about things. Ever since the dawn of time, it is who decides things go viral, whether it's old school word of mouth, whether it's old school news cycles, whether it's social media algorithms, right? Like the tragedy with Savannah Guthrie's mom. Don't hear about her anymore. Every once in a while, there'll be a little bit of a poke, but she was front and center forever. Let's say you're a business, and I'm not trying to draw the line between a really tragic event, but I need something that's really relatively current to this broadcast. If you're a business and you're trying to do something, or if you're a human being trying to make change, and you're not staying current, and you're not topical, or you're not controversial, or you're not something enough to keep interest on a sustained level, you're not going to get cycled in. Like, I would be interested to understand what's going on with Miss Guthrie. I would love for that to be a real front and center piece until we figure out what's going on, even if there's no news. Give me some regular updates with the same vigor that you brought the thing to light, right? Just because there's no really new updates, say there's no new updates. And then make a clear definitive statement that says we're not going to broadcast about it until we get an update. Don't just not talk about it. It's someone's life we're talking about. To me, it's important. So again, that's not the way the world works. Never has. So if you're out there and you're swinging for the fences, it's a sustained. And sometimes it works, and sometimes you just don't get picked up. And that's just that. You're maybe not probably trying hard. So I think we covered that. You want to talk about burnout, leaking energy, or you want to talk about having a conversation through the CRG method app?
Well, we'll talk about both. So yeah, Mike's right about, so we're going to talk about that in a second. So go to www.total-disruption.com. take the leadership archetype quiz. Doesn't cost you anything. Or check it on social media, share it with your friends, tell everybody what leader you are, because it's kind of cool. And that will tell you then how you can use the app to bridge the gaps in your business. Plain and simple. That's what the tool is. Whether you're a solopreneur or you're looking for a enterprise level training tool to be able to train all of your salespeople, all of your HR people, bridge the gap between your leadership, your executive leaders, and your L1 team. That's what we designed the tool to do. It is a training device in order for you to bridge the gaps in your business. Go to www.total-disruption.com. Take the quiz. Worst case, reach out to me. Reach out to Mike and say, hey, man, I took the quiz. What does it mean? We'd love to have that conversation with you.
Amen to that. So I've got a thing for you about burnout. And again, it kind of ties into sustained marketing and sustained being topical. I had a thought. You're not actually burning out, you're leaking energy. And you're leaking energy from three places. The first being your self-care. The second being what you're focusing on. The third being what you're actually doing, right?
So I think those are in order too.
Right. And I know from my perspective, I start getting a little chaotic. Right. A little bit, like, let's say I'm trying to clean a room and then I start, like, let's say the kitchen, for example, kids come in, make themselves some food and, you know, maybe they leave a plate or do something. Or if I'm making a big meal and things get messy everywhere. And then I'm in this weird phase where I've made my food. Now, do I sit down and eat or do I run around and clean the kitchen in case somebody else needs to come and use it? Or what message am I sending to the kids? Or, hey, I don't want to leave this out for too long, or this may stay in the counter. Like, you hear all that shit in my head? I got a meal sitting there. And if I just sat down and ate the meal and then came back and cleaned and just dealt with whoever's coming in over top of me on the kitchen, right? Like, that's how life works sometimes. You got to make these choices. And as micro as that example sounds, it's legit. And that's how people get distracted from the goal. Make the food, eat the food, then clean. I know the clean as you go method, but that only goes so far, right? So, you know, when we talk about the self-care and the burnout and all that stuff, like, you're building a house right now, sort of by hand, by choice. And how's that going from that triangle I just talked about?
Well, and the self-care is absolutely critical. It's so easy to step away from that and fall out of the habit, plain and simple, of that self-care, whatever that may be for you. So for me, it's, you know, I've 100%. I fall off of either doing my gratitudes first thing in the morning and or affirmations first thing in the morning and or, you know, stretching first thing in the morning, whatever that's going to be. And then eating well, right? Eating healthy is an easy one to fall apart on. So, I mean, and that's all self-care. Every one of those is critical to my functionality during the day. Plain and simple. Every one of them is critical. I mean, it's the difference between putting, you know, 91 octane in your car and dumping Mountain Dew in your car, right? It's the same. I'm using the Mountain Dew. Mike's drinking his amino acids and I can't get that on my head because it's this neon green. It's awesome. Such a cool color. I would drink the amino acids simply because they are neon green.
Quick, do they have Vitamin Shop in wherever you live, Minnesota?
Yep.
If you want to get some essential amino acids, man, the BOGO this month. Vitamin Shop.
I got to drive a long way to get it, so I might order it online.
Get 150% off. I stocked up on creatine, protein, nice. Essential amino acids, and something else. I can't remember.
Yep, nice. But there's a self-care piece for Mike. So, I mean, the same is true for me. The one thing I know I'm being really, really good at is hydration. Like I'm doing really, really, really well on hydration and I'm proud about that. But you know, how's the house going? Yeah. Right now I am in having to wait on inspections because of where we are, being as rural as we are. And Mike knows I don't wait at all. Like that is not the thing that I do. And I have literally, I can only get inspections on Tuesday. Which means if I finish something on Tuesday this week and I need it inspected, I'm going to sit for a week and wait for it.
Is the person only work on Tuesdays or do they only inspect on Tuesdays? What the How's that?
They only come up here and inspect on Tuesdays. That's it.
Oh, so they do different areas. They just do that area on Tuesday.
This area, yeah, where we are is only a Tuesday thing. So screwing with my schedule a little bit of what I want done. I had a predetermined date I wanted to be moved into the property and finished. Not going to hit that mark. Is not going to happen as a result. I mean, I'm just going to say it's not going to happen because if I say I can still make it, I'm going to start throwing down 18-hour days to get it done. Like I just, and again, so there's a health, a personal well-being thing. Can I get it done? Yes, I could. Would that be fall within the SMART goals of, you know, on the R of responsible and ecological? No, it would not. I would kill myself. We'd get it done. And then I would sit around for 3 weeks through July drooling because I have nothing left in the tank. So I've got to, from a self-care perspective, I have got to move my self-imposed deadline. I'm still going to meet the goal, right? Still going to get the house done. We're still going to move in. It's still going to be, you know, awesome. And it's just not going to meet the timing because that's not intelligent at this point because it's just a self-imposed. I don't have a board of directors to go report to and say, hey, I'm going to miss my goal. I don't have a lender I have to go talk to and say, hey, I'm not going to make this. So I've got to do, but if I did, what I need to do is I need to go communicate with them and say, hey, look, here's what's going on. This is unforeseen. It's better to communicate. You know, there's the old phrase, which I think is total garbage. It's better to ask forgiveness than ask permission. That is not, man, that is broken. That is busted. That's a chicken shit way to do it. Go ask permission, plain and simple, but make a point of saying this is how it is. And it's out of my control. So this is what I can control. And that's a back to men's mental health awareness. I'm wearing that hoodie again. You are enough today. It's better to ask permission. It's totally okay to ask permission. Give yourself permission to ask for permission.
Well, it's more like, hey, I'm going to do this and I'm running this by you because I'm going to do it. And then I'm going to hear your bullshit, whatever, and I'm going to do it anyway. But what you're doing is you're doing a courtesy to where in certain cases, you're going to need to redo some of your work. Like if I went ahead to use the construction model, like if I went ahead and just like finished off my basement in my residential house, then... and I didn't get an inspector. Well, guess what? So if I go to sell the house, somebody could come in and go, dude, you never got this inspector. Rip it all out. Like, what the hell? Rip it out.
Yeah.
It's like, well, wait, I'm sure there's a workaround, but the I'm sure there's a workaround is a giant gamble. There's no guarantee.
Yep.
So, yeah, I like that, man. I like mental health awareness, Jake. Maybe we should have, maybe for total disruption, we should start having mental health awareness moments. And you can, you know, be open to us.
We can. Yeah, I'll open that up to everybody. All right. I'll say it right now. If you got a thing, right, you got a thing and you're just like, man, I need somebody non-objective to just, I need to reach out to them and say something about this and just to say that I did it. Like, it's okay. Reach out to me. Do it. Like, reach out to me on social media, DM me, email me, reach out across the website. If you're having trouble with something and you need a little, just need a minute, reach out. Because that's the first thing in breaking that mold is making sure you reach out.
Well, I like breaking the mold and I like reaching out. I think it's not enough people do it.
Agreed.
And I can't tell you enough. Laser coaching is a pretty cool function of some of the things that we do. And if you need to, again, look at it as laser coaching, soundboarding, then or that. And that's kind of the elements, some of the elements of improvement, right? In the triangle of coaching where you have accountability, you have your action steps, and then, you know, you sort of have the archetype of a path to follow, right? There's three elements to anyone coaching plan. Do I have a path? Do I have a plan? Am I being accountable? And then how do I make adjustments in real time? And that's part of what we're offering right now. It's just kind of that little bit of that piece where people are getting the information and their questions asked. What do we do it all day long? So happy to do it. All right, Jake, anything else to add to our fine audience today?
No, man, just ask for help when you need it. reach out when you need to. Give yourself permission to be okay.
Wow. Give yourself permission to be okay. Well, I'm going to celebrate this Men's Mental Health Awareness Month, and I'm going to take it to heart. So thanks, man. I appreciate that. All right. My name is Mike Liversi for Dr. Jake Clendenning. You were just live on Total Disruption. We'll see you next time, everybody.